श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. So you remember what we are doing? We are doing Manisha Panchakam. Okay. Can we chant together? We'll start with Kim Gangambuni. Kim Gangambuni Bimbitem Baramano Chandala Vati Payaha Pure Vantara Masti Kanchanaghate Mritkumbhayorvambare Pratyagvastuni Nistaranga Sahajanandava Bodham Budhau Viproyam Shvapachoyaham त्यपि महान् कोयम् विभेद भ्रमः जाग्रत् स्वप्न सुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संविद् उज्जृम्भते या ब्रह्मादि पिपीलिकान्ततनुषु प्रोता जगत्साक्षिणी सैवाहम् न च दृश्यवस्त्विति दृढ प्रज्ञापि यस्यास्ति चेत् चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम. So the question was asked by the Chandala, when Shankara said, Apasara, Apasara, what should move away? Annamayat, Annamayam, Athava, Chaitanyam eva Chaitanyat, He Dvijavara, Duri Kartum Vanchasi, you want to send something away, Kimbruhi Gachchagachcheti, tell me, which one should go away? Annamayat, Annamayam, or Chaitanyam eva Chaitanyat? And the answer was given as, जाग्रत स्वप्न सुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संवित उज्जृंभते. So as I said to you, we can look at this as being presenting the Mahavakya. So the first line is telling you what is the reality of what I take myself to be. Tvampada lakshyartha is being brought about. Jagrat svapna sushuptishu. In the three states of experience, waking, dream and sleep, या संवित उज्जृंभते, that consciousness which is always shining, being the witness of the state change. Otherwise we cannot talk of three states. So that we see, we recognize three states, means there is a reality, a conscious being who is aware of these change of states. So that जाग्रत स्वप्न सुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संवित उज्जृंभते. Samvit is feminine, means consciousness. Then second line, we saw what? Ya brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu prota jagat sakshini. This in itself actually is sufficient to make a Mahavakya. Why? Because of the connection. Ya. That ya samvit. That samvit, that consciousness by which one could recognize the three states of experience. Of waker, dreamer and sleeper. Waking world, dream world, sleep world. All of these could be recognized by which consciousness? That samvit. That consciousness is what? It is Brahmadi pipilikantu tanushu prota. Jagat sakshini prota. Brahmadi. Brahma is the beginning of which? And pipilikanta. Pipilika is the ant. So the ant is at the end of which means all jiva shariras, beginning with the smallest to the biggest. Another way of saying sarvam. See, the whole methodology in Vedanta, you cannot leave anything out. Every single thing has to be covered. So how do you cover everything? By using typically a pronoun like sarvam. Right? But another way of saying it is what? You start from the smallest, go to the biggest. Now, small and big are usually understood as two ends, two kotis of something. So by mentioning those two, what we are trying to accomplish is to say that each and every body of a living creature, that's what we mean by that. It's not about size. It's about covering the whole gamut, the entire range. Every body is covered. Therefore, every body, Brahmadi and Pipilikanta Tanushu Prota. Prota, I said last time, pervades. Meaning is pervades. But the actual meaning is weaved. It's woven into. So this consciousness is as though woven into what? Into all the Shariras, beginning with the smallest to the largest. It means every single Sharira, into that this Samvit is woven in. Woven in means what? If you remove the weaving, we saw the example of a woolen ball last time. If you took away the embroidery, if you took away the weaving, what remains? It's only the thread, which means if you took away what is woven into the fabric of all the living beings, what remains? If you can take it away, we cannot. But if you can't take it away, what would remain? Nothing. That's the reality of it. And what kind of a reality it further it is? Jagat Sakshini. It is Jagat Sakshini Prota. Jagat Sakshini Samvit Prota. Jagat Sakshini means what? Sakshini. Sakshin means the one Sakshat Ikshanam. Sakshat Ikshateti Sakshi. Sakshat means directly, without anything intervening. Right now it looks like I am looking at all of you directly. But then now I can't see you. Why? My eyes were closed. So there is something intervening. My eyes are intervening. And though I am looking at you, my mind is thinking about Sadatmananji. Therefore, mind is intervening. Correct? So I am saying, at every point is an intervention. Therefore, without these interventions, Sakshat Ikshati Iti Sakshihi. Therefore, what does it see? Jagat Sakshini. What do you and I see? We also see Jagat. Our Jagat we see. The Jagat as we see it, we see. Our own microcosm we see. Who sees the entire Jagat? Who sees the entire Jagat? Sees means even knows, okay? Ishvara. Therefore, Jagat Sakshin is what? Jagataha Sakshi, Ishvaraha, Parameshvaraha Ityartaha. Okay? That is Jagat Sakshini. So this Jagat Sakshini, and moreover understand, when I say Sakshad Ikshate, why am I saying that? How do you know that I am sitting here? How do you know? You see me. Okay. Now, I ask you to look that way. Can you see me? No. You are going to see something else. Each cognition replaces another. Therefore, how do we know anything? Sequentially, serially, one thing at a time. We don't have the capacity to know more than one thing at a time. That's the limitation of this mind. The mind can know only one thing at a time. What about Ishvara? Does he also have to know, okay, now I am seeing Janaki, then I am seeing Sumukhi, then I am seeing Shivam. Is that how Ishvara will look at everybody? That's why Sakshat. Nothing in between. There is no, that Maya Upadhi, we talk of Maya Upadhi. See, understand that the word we have to use, because our minds are only capable of grasping something at that level. But really, all that is there is only Ishvara. Upadhi and all that is to explain a problem. You say, how can it be? Therefore, an Upadhi is brought in. But really, this is the way Ishvara is. So, Ishvara at once, simultaneously, is aware of himself completely. That's all there is. Sakshad Ikshate. So, Jagat Sakshini. So, he sees the entire universe at once, without anything coming in between. Right? We can also see that Sakshin can bring in the focus to your, back to your Tvampada Lakshyartha. Because when you see something, what does it require? A conscious being. So no Sakshitvam is possible, no seeing is possible, unless there is a conscious being. Therefore, that Jagat Sakshini should help you also connect back to Tvampada. Works that way also. So now, we had seen this much, right? Up to here we had seen a thing. So, Ya Brahmadi Pipilikata Tanushu Prota Jagat Sakshini. So, that same samvit, Ya Brahmadi Pipilikata Shu Prota, that Jagat Sakshini samvit, Sa Eva Aham. Next line. Sa Eva Aham means what? I am that alone. Eva. Why this Eva? Eva means you have to normally exclude something. Include one thing and exclude everything else. How do you exclude? What do you exclude? Next sentence, next word say what? Nacha drishya vastu. Sa samvid eva aham nacha drishya vastu. What is drishya vastu? Whatever is seen. Drishyam means a sight. What you objectify. Am I too loud? So, that whatever you objectify is not me. Then what am I? I am that samvit. If this is how it is, then whole world is not you. Whole world is that you objectify is not you. Is that the understanding we want to get? At first point, yes. So the first step is, I see only one unitary whole here. I. It's a bundled I, okay? But I don't see a bundling. I only see I. So, see, the other day, somebody told me, I and Sumukhi did this rangoli. Okay? So I said, you did with Sumukhi? Then, no, I. So, we have to know I is different, okay? It's very useful. I can also be objectified. Okay? So now I'm saying, the fact is here, this bundled I is what I look at. I don't see myself a conscious being and something other than that. That bundling has first got to be unbundled. Okay? That unbundling really is Tvampada Vichara. You have to unbundle the two. Unbundling means what? Bundle means what? What you tie together. Tightly. But it is so tight, you can't see the constituent parts. It looks like one. Now you unbundle it. We don't have any problem up to the cloth. Even the most intimate of our clothes, we know is not me. Okay? Even our denture, we know is not me. Hearing aid, not me. Assembled. As Swamiji says, we assemble ourselves to come here. But yet, we know they are all assembly. Samhataha. But somehow when it comes to beginning here, this is definitely me. This bundled fellow has to be seen, his reality has to be seen as not one bundle, but it is put together. This is the Tvampada Vichara. And Tvampada Vichara was what? We did in the first line, which is Jagrat Swapna Sushuptishu Sphutatara Yasamvid Ujrumbhate. How is unbundling done? By Drig Drishya Viveka. Whatever you objectify is not you. Therefore, if anything can be objectified, it is not me. This is the first step. So now what happened? Everything, the world I never had a confusion with. It was always other than me. But now, body is a Drishya. Senses are a drishya. Mind is a drishya. Drishya means what is objectified, a sight to behold. Therefore, all of these are unbundled. Now they are sitting outside. So, until now, I thought I am limited to this body, mind and senses. Now, that also is gone. Now I am really a nobody. Because anything I see, even one cell doesn't belong to me. Everything is gone. So, I should feel even more limited. Correct? So, how do you gain this, how do you gain any better status by saying that I am that samvit? Which samvit? That which is the one who objectifies the waking dream and sleep world. How do you gain any better business? You have to understand that samvit is Brahmadi Pipilikata Tanushu Prota. It is woven into it. Means what? Though the entire world has no reality, independent reality, it is a completely dependent reality depending upon this Tadvastu, this Brahmavastu, which is woven into its fabric. Then alone, you can see that what I said first is, this is me. First I started with I. Then all this was given up. But still this finger can point all the way. Till where? Till that Pratyagatma. The Atma which cannot be externalized. That I is where I have ended now as Tvampada Lakshyartha. But now I have the whole world plus my body-mind complex standing out there. To be reckoned with. Okay? And what is the reckoning? That they are not different from me. Why? Because I am saying that Samvit, which is the consciousness which is in the form of the very being of the entire universe, that consciousness is me. If this is missed, then Vedanta will not be Vedanta. It will only be what? Devanta, Swamiji will say. We'll call it Devanta. Why Devanta? Devaha is Ishvaraha. You don't recognize an Ishvara who is pervading the entire universe. You only see, as I told you, you have even lost that little capital you had. Till now you had some capital. You could invest and make it bigger. Now that's also gone. Nothing you have. So this is very dangerous. And Swamiji says, this is nothing but what? Dissociation. You say, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this, I am Asangaha. This much you can try to gain by just doing Tvampada Vichara. You don't need any Shruti for it. Very convenient for people. You don't have to go to a Guru. You don't have to listen to anybody. No Shraddha needed. No Namaskara needed. No Ishvara needed. I am Asangaha. I am very simple. Drigdrishoyaka anybody can do. Right? Whatever I can objectify is not me. Body is not me. Mind is not me. Everything is not me. Who am I? I am consciousness. Okay? And what are all these, sir? They are not me. What's the relationship with you? I have no relationship with them. That is Devanta. Okay? What is the relationship with me really? That I am pervading them. Can you say that? If you can say, I am pervading them, then you got Vedanta. If you are saying, I am consciousness, table is not me, you are only in the process. You have got some Viveka, and actually saying, table is not me, serves no purpose. That even Murari knows. Okay? No problem. Everybody knows that. Samanyam. You should be able to say, this body is not me. Now when we say, that drishyavastu aham na. Aham drishyavastu na. This na in Vedanta, what do we do later? Once we identified that this tatvastu is really the reality of everything, we say all that is here is you alone. Okay? So you can, when you're, even as you read, you should do a two-way process. What is the two-way process? When you say drishyam na, when you say something is not me, you look at it as the Vedantic equation of not me. What is Vedantic equation? The beggar, B, is the actor A. The beggar B is the actor A. But the actor A is not the beggar B. Correct? Because the beggar cannot have an independent existence other than the actor in a movie, in a drama. But the actor need not play only the role of the beggar. He is free from beggarliness. Right? In fact, because he is doing a play, you go and offer him 10 rupees. Hey, Ilsa, I have much more than you want. I'll give you 100 rupees. Actors are big. They make big money. So, he doesn't have any problem playing the role of a beggar. Why? That beggarliness does not touch him. That is asangatvam. But the beggar has no being other than him. If the actor decides I'm not a beggar, beggar is gone. It's totally depending on him. Therefore, when we say this drishyam na, you understand it like this. drishya I am not, right? But every drishya is me. I am not the drishya, but every drishya is me. Always look at it both ways. Okay? We'll normally do it in two steps, but I'm saying even if it's pending understanding, you understand it this way. What the Vedanta is trying to say is that drishyam, anything which you objectify, right? I am not what I objectify. This is very simple logic. I am not what I objectify. But what I objectify is not other than me. I am not what I objectify. But whatever I objectify is not other than me. This is the one-sided equation. This is not the principle of, what do you call it, commutative law? If A is equal to B, then B is equal to A. That's called a commutative law in math, right? So you can't have that rule here. What's the rule instead? That whatever I objectify, I am not. But everything I objectify is me. This is the rule. Then what do you see now? That all of these things, the body, mind, sense, the world, everything that I see, I am not any of them. I am not limited to any of them. I am not limited to any of them. They are all me. But I am more than all of them. Even if the entire universe is brought in front of me, all of them are me. But I am more than that. What did we see long ago in Purusha Suktam? Atyatishthad dashangulam. Don't forget, it's a very useful thing to remember. Atyatishthad dashangulam. What does that mean? Whatever the entire universe is, Purusha evedagam sarvam. This Purusha, this Ishvara indeed is everything that is here. Yachya bhutam. Right? Even what has, what was, what has to be. But still what? Atyatishthad dashangulam. You still are always 10 fingers over. Means what? You transcend them because you are the reality and all those are but just dependent entities. So that is the meaning here of Nacha Drishya Vastu. It is not just that Drishya Vastu I am not. It also should include by the Prota Jagat Sakshini that all the Drishya Vastus I pervade as the very reality. Therefore, all that is here is only me. This understanding is the real understanding. Okay? Then, if this kind of understanding is there, Saivaham Nacha Drishya Vastu, I am this Samvit alone and not an object which is objectified by me. Iti Dridha Prajna Api Yasya Asti Chet. This Dridha Prajna, Prajna here has to be taken as clear knowledge, clear understanding. Okay? This clear understanding, this clarity, one who has, yasya asti, if one has, yasya asti chet, and what kind of dridha prajna, dridha means what? That which cannot be shaken. Very definite. What is it that leads to indefiniteness or doubt? Or lack of clarity? It is doubt. One is samshaya. A doubt is there. Can it be like this? I'm not sure. Something is being said every day for the last 1 year. I keep hearing this. It must be true. It must be true. That is Shraddha. It is not Prajna. Okay? There's a difference between Prajna and Shraddha. This is not a place for believing. If you only believe, the phala will only be commensurate with belief. Okay? If you know, the phala will be commensurate with knowing. Huge difference between the two. So you believe, Swamiji. Swamiji says, there is only one and that is you. Okay, I believe. That doesn't take me anywhere. Not too far. It only keeps me in this pursuit. Because if you simply say, no, not possible, I'll walk out of this class, it's over. So to that extent, Shraddha. But then, Dridha means, there is no samshaya, no doubt, no viparyaya, no contradictions. You cannot see any contradiction. You have no reason to see contradiction. Then alone it is Dridha. So Dridha Prajna, this very clear understanding, which is not in any way, you know, obstructed by a doubt or uncertainty or lack of understanding. It is not. Then what? That kind of a person who enjoys this clarity, chandalostu satu dvijostu. Whether his personality, whether the personality which cloaks this atma is a chandala, whether he you consider him a chandala in vyavahara, or you consider him a dvija, a brahmana, he is my guru. Guruhu iti esha manisha mama. This is my clear understanding. This is how I see it, with no doubt whatsoever. That absence of any kind of doubt, again said by Manisha. Total, it is very clear. And clear to whom? Shankaracharya. The one who says what? Ishvaro Gururatmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine. Guru is not just Guru. Guru is Ishvara, which means all that is here is Ishvara, the Chandala. Even if he is coming in a form of a Chandala, if a person knows that, what does he know? He knows that I am all that is here. Saivaham, that Samvit, that consciousness which is in the form of Sat and Chit, which pervades the entire Jagat as Jagat Karanam, which is the Sakshi of the entire Jagat, that Ishvara I am. That one who knows, that person, irrespective of what profession he has, irrespective of what body he features, irrespective of what he does, that person is my guru. He can teach me. That is the understanding. Because the person asks, who should go away? Chaitanyam, Chaitanyameva Chaitanyat, or Annamayat Annamayam. Now his answer is what? Nothing has to go away, sir. All that is here. You reminded me, you are the guru. You can say reminded me, or you can understand. Shankara was answering first in Vyavahara. Then when the question came from the Paramarthika standpoint, he moved to Paramartha. Okay. So in this context, let's examine a little without going further into the verse. What is existence? What is existence? What occurs to you when you hear the word existence? Is existence a property? How do you see existence? Be unbiased. Look at your own mind. Look. Clock? Is it existing? Yes. Paper? Exists? Yes. What is existence? Is existence a thing? In your perspective, is existence a substantive? Do you have an object called existence? If I say mango, you get an object. If I say telephone, you get an object. Existence, do you see an object? If it is not an object, what do you think it is? Is it an attribute? Yes or no? If it's not an attribute, it must be an object. No? What is it? What is existence? See, if existence were an attribute, what would be the problem? That existence, that attribute would need some substantive to hang off. What's the substantive? Let's call it X. Algebra, you know? Let's call it X. Unknown variable X. Now, that X exists or not? X must exist for me to hang something on it. Where did it get its existence from? Therefore, if you look carefully, existence cannot be an attribute. This is clear? Okay. If existence is not an attribute, it must be a substantive. But substantive, how do I know? I mean, I should see an object as existence. Do I see one? No. Not only that, existence seems to be an attribute. That's how we really understand it. You look at it deeply in your mind, existence seems to be an attribute alone. Because when this is gone, clock does not exist. Right? So this existence seems to be an attribute. That's how we normally see it. Though when asked, you might think, you normally see existence as an attribute. If it's, now I'll go one step further to attributeness, okay? Just to show you how it's possible to look at it. Is this attribute, see, attribute in English, I have some facility. I am not calling it anything specifically. What is space? What is the classical definition of space in Shastra? That which accommodates. Avakasha pradatru akashaha. Now, this providing space, is it an attribute or not? What is fire? What is the classical definition of fire? It is that which has the very nature, swaroop of light and heat. Light and heat. So wherever you see light and heat, it belongs to what? Akashaha. Sorry, fire. I'm sorry, fire. Okay, Akasha was first one. Okay, so what I'm saying now, therefore, what do I call these attributes? They are not distinguishing attributes. They are not adjectives. They are not visheshanas. They are what? We call them lakshana. We call them lakshana. What's a lakshana? A defining attribute. What is the defining attribute of sugar? Sweetness. So if you bring one laddu, you buy one assorted sweet dabba. Okay? At Krishna Sweets and Drink. There will be some 20 different sweets. 1 kilo you buy. Now, check each one of them you eat. What is the swarupa? Krishna Sweets, okay? It's all sweet. What is sweet? Sugar. What are you really eating? Sugar. That's the body, really. Don't worry about how the sweet is made, okay, for a minute. It's all sugar. As far as your tongue can tell, there's only sweet. Okay? But that sweet, now you want to know what is sugar. I have not seen sugar. What do I say? That which is in all of these, pervades all of these, is yet not any one of these assorted sweets, that is sugar. Right? That is Brahman for sweets. Sugar is Brahman for sweets. Okay? But you cannot see sugar just like that. If sugar was indeed available, you could see. Sugar happens to be available. But here, existence is available to you? No. But yet, you sense it everywhere. Therefore, what can I call existence now? I can call it a defining attribute. I can call it a defining attribute. What's a defining attribute? That itself is the vastu. Sweetness is sugar. Accommodation is space. So existence is what now? A defining attribute. Okay? And I told you, a defining attribute is a substantive by itself. Attribute is purely because of the way we look at it. But really it's substantive. So what is a substantive now? Existence is substantive. Sugar is a defining attribute of what? Of whatever is sweet. What is existence a defining attribute of? I said sugar is a defining attribute of what? Of something sweet. If you take this table, you are not going to find any sugar here. You lick it. Better not, okay? But anyway, I'm just saying there is no sweetness here. Right? Or you went and had some sambar in the afternoon. Normally no sweetness. Okay? But if you ate a sweet, sweetness. So I'm saying sugar is a defining attribute of what? That which is sweet. Akasharat, accommodation is a defining attribute of what? Space. What is existence a defining attribute of? Of what? Of which object? Of which class of objects? Sarvam. But sarvam is all objects. I am asking you which object, you are telling all objects. So it's not one, it's all objects, is it? Correct, sarva is correct. But I am asking one more question now. So is it an attribute belonging to all objects, is that correct? Where does it belong? Who are you? You are a subject. Do you exist, sir? Do you exist or not? If you do, existence belongs to you also. Subject is object. is, where is the defining attribute? It is in both subject and object. So what is it? It is that subject and object are both defined by existence. What is that? Just existence. That is Sat. That is Sat. That Sat is the only existence wherever you see existence. See it clearly. See means not as an object. You have to understand this clearly. Can you say this clock is me? Can you say? You have to be able to say this clock is me without winking, without looking anywhere else. Look straight into my eyes and say, yes, the clock is me. This is where we begin. The pot is me. Okay? One pot you take, one pot stands for the entire Jagat for us. If you can see that one pot is me, then the whole world is me. Vedantin is very simple. We don't need any more than that. But can you see that one pot is you? That's the question. So the question really is, what is existence? We saw existence is a defining attribute of what? Of the only reality. Because what do you call real? What do you call real? Normally, you call something real in some ways. But how do we define real? Trikalepi tishthati iti satu. That which is there in all three periods of time. Waking, dream and sleep. That is Sat. This, and it's abadhitam satyam. Very good definition to have. Abadhitam satyam. Badhitam means that which can be negated. That which is not subject to negation is Sat. Two definitions we have. That which is in all periods of time and that which cannot be negated. Okay? Now, we have done the Tvam Pada Shodhanam. We have done the questioning of what is Tvam? Who are you? Without considering any Shastra even for a minute. I am not, by just doing Dridrishaveka, I arrived at what? I am just a conscious being. But what that conscious being I say, because I am and I am conscious. That is clear to me. Okay? Now, this conscious being is the one who is objectifying everything. Is it existence? Yes. That Sat, which is there in this conscious being, is Sat we are talking about. Because it cannot be denied. You cannot say, I am not. That is Sat. And what am I saying? It's a defining attribute of everything that has isness. Wherever you see isness in the universe, that isness is this isness, which I say, I. Which means, consciousness and existence are not two separate things. Very important to understand. Normal orientation, consciousness is here, existence is somewhere. Right? I don't see this doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Correct. I am not saying it does either. Just because you don't see it doesn't exist is not my statement. That's based on sentience and objectification by a mind. There's a difference between objectification by a mind, which is just a sentience, is nothing but consciousness manifest in a mind, is sentience. But even when it's not manifest, existence is not gone. Right? So, nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha, you should connect it. Asataha abhavaha na vidyate. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate, sataha abhavaha na vidyate. This existence never has any non-existence. It never goes out of existence. Because it is existence, okay? It is swarupa, it's a defining attribute. What can go away? Is that which is subject to coming and going. An attribute can come and go away. What kind of an attribute? An incidental attribute can come and go away. But what are we talking about? A defining attribute. A lakshana. Therefore, Sat is just the being. And that being, how do you know about? If it depends on nothing else, if it has to be independent existence, how do you know about it? Without Chit, you cannot know. Okay? Without Chit, you cannot say I am. Therefore, that Sat and Chit, very evident in this, that I, the I that we discover in the meditation every day, that I, when you say I, it's not just your light, existent light, an existent awareness. That existence and awareness cannot be separated by you, even if you bring 25 elements on either side. It cannot be pulled apart. Why? Because there is only one. Therefore, Sat and Chit are both defining attributes of what I am calling as reality. It's not one of the two. The difficulty we have is we take the Chit aspect in easily, but the Sat aspect somehow is left out. Okay? And moreover, understand it's a Lakshana, which means wherever you see sweetness, remember, in the whole box of sweets, remember, or go to the whole Krishna sweet store itself. Wherever you see sweetness in any rack, in any shelf, in any sweet, that sweet belongs to what? Sugar alone. Wherever you see existence, belongs to what? First you can say Ishvara alone. Better, easier, you know. Because until this Tvampada is very clear, to say to me alone is not easy. So better to say it belongs to Ishvara alone. That's why Prota Jagat Sakshini. By that Ishvara who is in the form of Sat, everything is as though woven into it. The Jagat is woven into that. It is the web and the woof. Both sides. Horizontal as well as the vertical. Everything is Ishvara. That Sat, when you understand that everything that is here is me, such a person who can see that I am Satchit. And if you are Satchit, if you are the very being in everything, means there is no second thing. No second thing to make you feel limited. Right? Because what can limit you? Does a dream tiger limit you right now? Does a dream gun limit you? No. So then, what should limit you must be something which is existing in the same order of reality in which you are. A dream tiger will limit a dreamer. A waking tiger will limit a waker. The waking tiger cannot limit a dreamer. Suppose you are sleeping merrily and there is a huge boar in front of you here. Okay, you are sleeping on the stage. A huge boar, or better say below. Boars are all walking around. They are having a party in the night. You are dreaming. You are dreaming that you are doing japa. Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshinamurtaye. Because whole day you have done. You will not see the boar. You are not afraid of the boar. Okay? So, a real boar will not bother a dreamer. And a dream boar will not bother a waker. What will bother you? Something which is real. Therefore, if reality, this existence, understand now I am using existence and reality as one word. Okay? If this existence is you, reality is you, and everything else which has any reality, including the dream tiger, that reality is given by you alone. It is you alone. Then, what can you be limited by? There is nothing that can limit you, because there is nothing except you. If there is nothing except you, then what is all this that I see, sir? I didn't create this. You didn't create it. Which you didn't create it? This mind. I didn't say you were the mind. Just now I'm talking of existence as you. Not your mind. Not your body. But then I see all this body mind. What is this? Then what? Brahmaivahamidam jagachasakalam chinmatra vistaritam. Brahmaivahamidam. Brahmaivaham. I am that Brahma alone. Then what is the Jagat? Chinmatra vistaritam. It is just this Chit alone, this Satchit alone, which is extended as though. How much of the Jagat? Ashesham. Without anything remaining. Everything that you can objectify today, tomorrow, or even 150 years from now, potentially objectify. Everything. Asheshena. Everything is what? Brahmaiva. It's all Brahman. And what is that Brahma? Ahameva. Therefore, there is nothing that restricts me. All that is here is me. The one who can say this. Who is he? Chandalostu సతు ద్విజోస్తు గురుహు మమ గురుహు ఇతి ఏషా మనీషా మమ. మై కన్విక్షన్ ఇస్ దట్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ దిస్ రియాలిటీ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హియర్ ఇస్ దట్ ఈశ్వర ఈశావాస్యం ఇదం సర్వం. వన్ హూ నోస్ దట్ వెదర్ హీ అపియర్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ చండాలా ఆర్ హీ అపియర్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ, హీ ఇస్ మై గురు. He is nothing but my guru, who is not other than Ishvara, and therefore I prostrate to him. We'll stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Tat Sat.